Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Bose & Company. I am your host, Emily O, and I am joined today by my guest and my company. Hello, Mom. Welcome back to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
We're super excited about today's episode. We are popping in between Christmas and before we head out on our fabulous New Year's Eve 2023, ringing in 2024, 30th wedding anniversary trip. And we wanted to share a little Christmas recap with all of you. We hope you had a healthy, safe, and festive Christmas. Whatever you all did, we were thinking of you. And Anne, how was your Christmas?
My Christmas was wonderful.
Good.
I feel like it just poof, it's over, which is why it's so great that we enjoyed the journey. We enjoyed all the little things leading up to it.
I couldn't agree with you more.
But it was really great. It is a lot for those people that are traveling. I've always been impressed. We usually go somewhere like the 27th, 28th, but I'm really impressed for people that like travel and travel every year at the holidays.
Yes, especially.
I think you have to like give and take. We still did all of our Christmas decor. We did it all. And then we took it all down yesterday.
We did.
Starting with the most recent thing. We took it all down. And you two were a great help.
Thank you. Yes.
No, thank you. It was monumental.
We celebrated. Well, let's just back up a second before
let's
we talk
up.
About taking down the Christmas decorations. So we had a really fun few days leading up to Christmas. Claire and Connor, we went out to some Christmas bars, which was lovely. And then on the 24th, Christmas Eve, we spent it with my dad's side of the family.
What about Elizabeth's birthday?
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like
yes.
We need to back it up. And really, Christmas falling on a Monday kind of also threw off our podcast, so we do apologize to our podcast listeners.
We barely got this episode out because we're leaving in 50 minutes we're leaving for
and
the airport.
We feel bad that we've missed a couple, so
yes.
That's why we wanted to make sure that we got this, but I think it threw us off because Christmas was on a Monday.
I feel like it threw everyone off.
It kind of did. But Elizabeth's birthday really, to me, kicked off the holiday season. She came home the day before her birthday, finished her finals with flying colors, did really well. And we had a fantastic celebration for her 21st birthday.
We did. I'm happy that we discussed it a bit on the podcast prior to the celebration, so you all had a little bit of a visual, but it was executed wonderfully. She loved her red themed celebration. And that was like the very first, I would say, holiday, you know, thing that we really had to kick off. I know it was a birthday, but it seemed very festive and it was just a celebration. So, And her go yard did come. I was receiving questions if it showed up in time. It actually, well, why don't you share?
It did not show up in time, but it was okay. We were waiting for it. In fact, that's the day we were talking about it. And I was having a fine correspondence back and forth with Go Yard. And it came the next week.
It did. It came a week later. Isn't
kind
that crazy?
I'm glad. I mean, I guess I was frustrated with the customer service because they weren't responding to me. And then when they finally did respond, they acted like they were overnighting it. And then I got another email saying the bag, because we want it to be great, we're going to redo the bag. Okay, that means you didn't even
there
have
was no
the bag.
Bag.
There was no bag, guys.
There was
okay,
no bag.
Tell me the truth.
Yes.
And then that's why it took a week, which is also fascinating to me that when you go into the store, it's weeks and weeks and weeks, but yet we can expedite and get one done in a week when necessary. And I did ask for a little something extra. I said, you know, it would be nice for a gesture of goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
And they included this gorgeous box of chocolates, French chocolates.
You did mention that was included. I mean, truly, that was the least they could have done. Considering,
honestly, I wanted like something else.
Like a card holder. I mean, we ordered it in
just an idea.
September 9th, and they lost the bag. They didn't. They never made the bag. They never made the bag.
There was no bag. But it kind of prolonged Elizabeth's birthday. We had a few other little fun things that, you know, she knew it was coming, but
On her actual birthday, we went out to lunch. We, you know, obviously had her birthday party in the evening, which was just wonderful. And she had this beautiful red Lilly Pulitzer dress with a bow on it, which you picked out and had ready for her since she did arrive from school the night before. It was go, go, go. So she looked wonderful. And I wore a L'Agence suit that was gifted to me with roses all over it that I'm actually packed for the trip.
Oh, good.
I might as well wear it again, or at least, you know, break up the pants one night and do the blazer another. Yes. I thought it was just another beautiful piece to take before the end of the year holiday things. And then, yeah, the next week we just rolled right in. I don't know. I feel like nothing right now is coming to mind that we did in that week between her birthday and Christmas, but I know we were busy.
We did. And we did some holiday shopping.
Yes.
We went to Chagrin Falls, which I think we've talked about before, which is near us, maybe 45 minutes away. And that was charming because everything's decorated. And you guys had last minute. We did go to Nordstrom and we did, like, we found a Christmas Eve dress for Elizabeth.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So I felt like we added in some holiday things. We went to a couple fun dinners, and we had done stuff with friends prior to Elizabeth coming home. So I really feel like we did a lot of nice family
things. I agree. Yes.
And then you guys went out a lot.
Yeah.
Which was great. And Dad and I had some fun date nights ourselves. So yeah, it was nice.
It was a very festive time. And then the 24th, like I said, we celebrated it with my dad's side, which is always fun. We really get dressed up, and we went to mass here at our church with our aunt and grandparents and cousins. Celebrated with dad's family with a lovely dinner at their country club. And then Christmas Day, I mean, I feel like we've talked about our traditions so much. So I feel like at this point, people...
We stopped and see Grandpa.
We saw Grandpa. Yes, we did. We said hello to him. And Christmas morning was wonderful. We were surprised by so many thoughtful gifts. Honestly, I think that it was maybe personally my best Christmas ever that you did.
Whoa, for, not I love that, hearing that.
Not in the way that I gave, but in the way that I received.
Good.
And the strawberry bread was strawberrying. The puff pastry was puffing. It was just divine. Overall, it was a scene, and it was a time to be at.
We had our bells and bows. You know, the bows are all over Instagram, everywhere. Bows are everywhere.
I think that was the surge that we just felt the weeks leading up to Christmas.
It was.
It really has taken off the past few weeks.
And we had done your birthday party with, I mean, we like bows all the time. I love seeing all the bows everywhere, but I kind of like the bells and bows.
Me too. That was a really sweet kind of take on the whole thing for brunch. And still, you know, different. I hadn't seen that combo before.
No.
What was one of your favorite gifts?
Well, you girls are extremely thoughtful and you come up with great things. Claire and Connor gave us a really fun gift card to a for a cooking class.
Yes.
And then a bunch of, like, a bottle of wine, because you can bring your own wine there. And we love Quilt, which is a really good red wine. So she included that, which was cute, in a serving tray. And in the bottle of wine was in a really cute fur wine holder. So that was a fun gift. I guess you didn't ask me to go through all my gifts, but I'm just
I think they like hearing it anyway.
And then you gave me, I'll go in order, the J.Crew 40 years edition anniversary book that Asuline has printed.
Yes.
And I felt bad for you, but there was no reason to. I also, Dad and I gave it to you.
I know.
And then we gave one to Claire. And Emily opened it and she's like, this is what I got you.
I couldn't even hold it in.
Which is hard not to do. And I was really excited because I didn't want to buy a third one. But I'm super excited to have it. I already have it on a bookshelf over there.
It's great minds think alike. Yeah. I should have saw that coming, that you were going to get that for me. Like, why didn't I think about that? I talked about it with Laura because it was on a bunch of mood boards. But
I'm
I don't
so
know.
Happy you gave it to me because, you know, it's one of those things that you buy for somebody else, but you don't always buy it for yourself. So I was tickled.
Well, good. I'm glad.
It's a beautiful book too. If anyone is a J. Crew fan, it's a nice, a very nice gift. Makes a beautiful coffee table book.
It does. It's gorgeous.
White cover, and then the spine is a really pretty blue writing. So that I just loved. And then, and so cute, you gave me some J. Crew statement earrings that were like two tones of blue.
I did. Yes. Well, we have been wearing statement earrings a lot when Laura comes over. And also for January, I thought that it was...
No, I love it.
Ice blue.
I was going to pack them for the trip, but then I decided to save them.
No, definitely save them. They're not very Ireland. They're more just at home vibes.
Yes. No, yes. Really excited about that. And then, I don't know, I got a whole bunch of Elizabeth... Oh my God, what did Elizabeth...
Candlesticks.
Oh my gosh, I'm looking at them. I blanked out right there. So Elizabeth, she was laughing at her gift because she said she went overboard with a theme, and I couldn't have been more excited.
Yes.
She bought me these, I think, I don't know what started it first, but I'm looking at them right now, 4 birch candlesticks, perfect for January. And then there's a store near our home that's really pretty. It's a French boutique, and they are gorgeous gold candlestick holders, and they have like birds, and it kind of looks like a tree and a flower. They're really, really pretty. So I have one on either end of our mantle right now. And then she gave me a whole candle theme, which is really cute to remember. A candle sharpener.
That was cute.
Which is really cute. And then a set of 6 beautiful, this slate gray color. They just is very reminiscent of January.
Yeah, it was overall, I loved her gift. She was laughing, as you just said, when she was kept handing you the things because there were so many candlesticks. But really, it was a nice
It was extremely theme. Thoughtful and a fantastic theme, and one that everyone should keep.
I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was really pretty. And especially the different candlestick holders.
Yes, I would agree. And for right now, you take all the Christmas decorations down, and then it's so bare in the house that it's nice to have some new pieces to put up.
I was excited. And then I think I'm going to take the gray ones and put them on the dining room table in crystal glass.
Because
that makes
a
me think
idea.
Of ice.
Yes. Even though it's like 55.
There's no
degrees.
Snow and
it's raining
it's like,
today.
Yeah, gross spring day. But yes. I'm going to put those out too.
Love it.
And I also, I'll talk about some other little decorations that I like. And then Dad completely surprised me. I thought that he had gotten me one particular handbag, a Celine handbag, because I had moved the bag around.
Because you saw it.
I saw it. It was all wrapped. But I was like, oh my gosh, I'm getting a Celine bag. This is so exciting. Well, on Christmas morning, I opened a present and he bought me a beautiful Hermes scarf that he went and picked out. And I just love it. I absolutely love
it. It's stunning.
And then he went out to his car and he said, here's the other gift. And in my head, I'm thinking, okay, well, why did he bother putting the Celine beautifully wrapped bag into his car? Nope. He knew that I had seen the bag moving around and he didn't totally love his choice. So he went back, reworked it all. And I have an amazing handbag that I love. I never even saw the first one. It's a Dior.
I never saw the first one either. But I heard about the switcheroo days before Christmas because he had just thought about it and, like you said, wanted to get you a little bit more of a special purse.
It's beautiful.
So yeah, it's a stunning Dior. It's not a it's a rectangular Lady Dior in taupe,
right? And it's got a shoulder strap and then a little shoulder one, and then you can make it crossbody, and I'm in love.
We welcome her to the
family. I really, really love
it. Yeah, I like that he surprised you too. It was
me
really
too.
Sweet.
Yes. Going out to the car, I thought, well, what's going on?
I know. He's in his Christmas pajamas.
It was so cute. He's very...
The socks and the Ufos running out to his car.
So thoughtful.
Very
and
thoughtful.
And what a surprise. So I was really excited.
Are you taking that to Ireland?
I am. It's
I was
going
to say, good. I'm hoping that you would bring her to this.
She's coming on the family vacation with
she
us.
She is coming on the family vacation. Speaking of gifts, I'm just going to segue into some of my favorite gifts from you. Obviously, I got such thoughtful gifts from the girls. Elizabeth got me these really cool Nike tennis shoes, sneakers, because I'm always talking about how cool her like sneakers are, like athleisure type shoes. So she picked a pair out for me.
And she actually ordered those ages ago. And when she was at school, they came to the house. I put them aside with all the other presents when I was wrapping like, you know, a crazy elf. I was wrapping everything and I opened them. I'm like, I don't remember buying these sneakers for Elizabeth, but I wrapped them up, put her name on it. So then Elizabeth's like, where are those sneakers for Emily that came to the house?
That's so funny.
So we had to keep an eye out as she was opening presents yesterday.
Yes.
And
so
swap it.
That was what she gave me. And then she also gave me a little, I forget how you say it, but it's the Sophia Richie Grange times the Matilda Jerf. You guys know what I'm talking about. A hair bow from the newest collection, which was cute.
It's really pretty.
Very pretty. And then Claire gave me, it's this really cool. I had actually never seen it before. You mentioned that you have seen it on socials. It's like a heat warming lamp. So you put a candle underneath it and it gives off candle smells. You know, it lights, quote unquote, lights your candle without actually lighting it, which I thought was super clever. So she got me that with a new candle. And then you and
the candle was cute.
It was like a espresso martini scent. You and Dad were just quite the little elves this year, mostly obviously you. you gave me a gorgeous Prada black shoulder bag. I was totally surprised by that.
Were you?
I did not see that coming. It was
bam,
shocking. Mm-hmm. Came out of nowhere. So I'm really excited about that because it's just a staple. It'll go with everything. Every season.
I love it. I really didn't have much trouble making that decision.
I feel like I'm probably, well, the three girls are all very easy to shop for.
You are.
And what else? We all got matching Hermes scarves as well and little matching Hermes bracelets, which were really pretty. Mm-hmm. And some other things, some shoes and clothes and just wonderful bits and baubles. It was a magical day, to be honest.
Yeah. And then I threw in some practical things. I got you a new a lap desk because I decided that I don't think we should have our laptops on our laps.
I kind of agree with you.
I have no scientific background behind that. I just don't think it's a good idea.
Totally.
And it's like people used to say, like, don't stand in front of the microwave or something when they were brand new. I just sort of feel like laptop, like there's a reason you should have a lap desk or put it on something. I just don't think it should be sitting on your laps anymore. Mm-hmm. And I got you, it's just cute from Amazon. And
I really
liked it.
It's
got like a little carpal tunnel situation to help.
Very important to recognize.
Yes. And then a little open ledge at the end and you can put your phone. I don't know. I like it. It's really cute.
I loved that as well. You got us each a book, which I'm taking on the trip as well.
The book that I got you, we will have to post the name of it. I can't remember.
I can't remember it either, but it was what you said. The back of it, the synopsis is that if you loved Nancy Drew or any type of mystery.
Encyclopedia Brown.
Yes. Books, novels when you were younger. It's like that they have grown up and it's the older version of it, which I read the entire Nancy Drew series front to back. I was obsessed with her. I read all those Cam Jansen books, Encyclopedia Brown. Like those were my jam, was a good female lead mystery. Yeah.
You carried a Nancy Drew bag around.
I did because then the movie came out and I kind of recreated the bag. That's how obsessed I was with it. So a new good book that I'm really excited to start on the plane and to read throughout the trip. And then Christmas night, my Aunt Julia and Uncle Dan hosted and they live right next door. So it was so nice to just walk right over.
It's great.
And that was so much fun. It ended in a dance party and our grandparents were there. And that was also, I like Christmas night because it's cozy and relaxed and everyone kind of recaps, you know, the past week or so. So that was lovely.
We did. I'm going to back up. We did go to tea.
Oh,
with my
gosh,
sister.
Yes. That was on the 23rd. We went to tea. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was really nice. Just the ladies went to tea.
It was calm.
It was calm. Looking back on it, we were so calm at that point. And then it was just a whirlwind.
Mm-hmm. We didn't ask each other what would you say your bow and low was.
Oh, my bow was just Christmas morning, for sure. A low? I don't really know. I think I was just like a little stressed out today with packing.
Mm-hmm.
But that really is now taken care of. So what would your bow and low be? I don't know.
I guess mine are kind of the same. The bow is definitely Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
The whole day.
Whole day.
Truly. And it was really fun to have Claire and Connor stayed overnight on Christmas Eve. And on Christmas night.
Yes. That's always so fun.
Mm-hmm. You know what I did this year that was, you know, really mindless, but I was happy I did it. I bought a quiche at our grocery store that's already made and you just have to put it in the oven and they make it there. And I was really happy the day after Christmas because I had quiche and I bought some muffins and some fruit and I just set it out for everyone.
Yeah, that was really great thinking. I walked downstairs because we had all slept in. I'm like, who brought the quiche?
Right.
I was like, oh my gosh, mom, you just, what a great idea.
But it's just that little planning ahead. And I was really happy that I did it.
Yes. I couldn't agree with you more. Mm-hmm. That was, I mean, I loved it too. I love a good brunch moment.
I have another random bow.
Oh yes. Please share.
I take supplements. And if you've listened to Terry's, he also takes supplements. And I bought us each, this is really random, a case to carry for travel, all of our supplements. It's really cute. And normally I put, he still used the Ziploc bags. I don't think his was big enough, but I love it. I put it all in there and I like those little travel things.
We have a lot of good, we received a few travel pieces for Christmas as well, like a Mark and Graham jewelry organizer. I'm feeling good about our travel situation. We all have matching suitcases, which we've had for a while, not new, but we're just getting to use them because they're like the extra large ones and they're Calpak, which I don't know how people feel about Calpak. I feel like we never really hear those talking about Calpak. It's usually like Bays or Paravel, but we've had them for a while. They're pink. They're cute. Mm-hmm.
You've had them for a while. Yeah.
And then I'm excited about my travel bag.
And then I thought you already had it. I am so sorry. This will be my low. I'm so sorry. I did not get, I got everyone. Well, Claire and Connor got it in their Easter basket before they went to Italy.
Mm-hmm.
But I bought Dad, myself, and Elizabeth, because I thought you already had it, sent to you from Mark and Graham, new passport covers and luggage tags.
Yes,
you have a luggage tag. You just didn't have a passport holder.
Which I think you found another passport holder.
I have a cute one.
Yeah, no one was surprised that there was backup.
Right, right.
So, not many lows the past few days. And then yesterday, like you said, we took down all the Christmas decorations.
That, you know what? That's kind of a low.
Well, it's so crazy because it's such a high and you're having the best day, but then it's just like it all literally all comes crashing down the next day and like the house is a wreck and you have to take the Christmas decorations out. Like, it's a lot for moms.
Yes. And you too. I mean, I just can't. That's how we started with it. I am so grateful because for us, where we store it is up on our third floor. So it's a production to get it down and get it back up. And then the tree goes in the basement.
Yeah, the tree goes in the basement. There were just trees everywhere.
And literally, I want, as happy as I was putting the tree up, I wanted to just throw the tree out in the yard.
Yeah.
And it's artificial.
I was like, would that be better to just like put it out there? Because like next year, you're going to be in the new house. And who knows what you're going to do?
It came apart, no problem.
Oh, yeah.
And I had gotten a bag for it. So it was completely fine. But you do get a little.
That was really funny. I'm like, but let's just put it on the lawn. This is a real tree, Emily. I'm like, do they know?
I know. We were laughing. And then it was so warm out. I thought, I'm just going to do it now. I mean, it's probably no fun, but dad stood below with a bag, with a big brown bag, and I threw out all the greens from the window boxes.
Well, I was even hanging out with someone last night, and he was like, you took them down all right now? And I was like, well, we come back from Ireland, and that's the last thing you want is to have a house full of Christmas decorations. I mean, maybe some people leave it up through January.
I think they do.
And I'm sure that would be quite festive, but just we've always kind of gone away for New Year's, and so we like to come home to just a ready to go, hit the ground running with January, you know, just fresh start.
And the garbage was picked up on Tuesday morning, and it was like a fire drill because we had Claire and Connor's car here in our little town. They drive a little truck up your driveway, but the cars were in the way, so we were all running the trash out, and he's like, don't worry about it. He was so nice, don't worry about it. I was then taking the wreaths off of our windows.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Ripping the bows off because I saved the bow and just got rid of it all.
Oh, I didn't realize you did that part.
I took the greens right out of the planter. And I don't know, because I don't like it. I don't care if other people have it up. I just don't.
Yeah, I think it's just a way of.
Our lights are still up.
Plus, you wouldn't want that hanging over your head then as you were like on your trip. Like, oh my gosh, we have to come back to. Whatever. That's just how we always do it.
I was trying to be breezy about it. You know what? If it doesn't get down, it's not me. I can't do it.
No, we knew like. We got up the next day and we're like, okay, so should we start helping you take down the Christmas decorations?
I was so happy.
Yes.
I was so happy. And also then I have really cute, not many, but snowmen, Crate and Barrel. They're sold out of them. I was going to see if there were any more, but they were completely gone. They have beautiful ceramic, big snowmen, 3 or 4 sizes.
Oh.
So I have those in the family room. And then the Epsom salt, you know, that I put my trees in. I just took the trees out and I put a snowman in there.
Yes. A really easy decor piece to do for this season. So I'm sure a lot of people still have their Christmas decorations up. But, you know, as you start to take them down, just we can share some more January and winter decorations because it can be, you know, you still want to keep the bleak. Home feeling. It can be bleak. Yes, it can be bleak. But you want to keep the home cozy. So we are, like I said, we're going to wrap up in a little bit due to traveling. We are about to head to Ireland for my parents' 30th wedding anniversary. We are leaving in 30 minutes, but we're all set to go. We're in our travel outfits. I'm wearing this super soft set
I really like it.
What's it? Zell
from Nordstrom.
From Nordstrom. We picked it up. It's all black and I love a longer pant. So I'm really excited. And I got some new Madewell like athleisure sneakers that you bought me for Christmas. So I'm going to pair that with my look. Hopefully they fit. I haven't tried them on. If not, I have a backup.
Good.
It's okay.
And Elizabeth, she also has a different version, but a Zell.
Yeah, she's like more of a jogger pant. It's very Elizabeth.
And a hoodie.
Yeah, it's super cute. And then we're going to wear our dress. Like, we got new coats from J. Crew for Christmas. I got this stunning emerald green, more of like a dressier jacket. So we're going to wear those on the plane. Hopefully I don't look like a complete kook, but
you
I think it'll be fine.
You can even carry it.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Nobody cares.
No, I'm very comfortable.
We're wearing one coat and then we've packed another coat.
Yes, so we do have options. It's not supposed to be super cold in Dublin, but you never know. And we're flying Aer Lingus, which is a direct flight from Cleveland straight to Dublin. So I think it's like 7 hours direct flight, which is quite amazing.
That's a treat.
It is a treat
for us.
So yeah, our flight's at 8:30 tonight, and we get there due to the time change, 8:30 the next morning, and then we will be there for a little bit. But be sure to follow us on socials because we will be posting up a storm. I can't wait to celebrate the new year in Ireland.
Can't wait.
So I think that's our show. Thank you so much for listening for this just quick little Christmas catch up. We wanted to touch base before we head out of the country. And I hope you all just had a wonderful Christmas. And we're so grateful for our listeners for tuning in each week and sharing our lives with you all. It just makes obviously everything so much fun, but especially the Christmas season. And we will see you all in 2024. I hope you have a wonderful New Year's Eve. And remember that everything is, in fact, better with a bow. Bye-bye now.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.